Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am delighted that you are here. It's October. Get the pumpkin spice out. Just kidding. I've had pumpkin spice in my fridge for weeks and weeks, which is funny because I live in Florida and it's like 80 fucking degrees. But needless to say, I'm excited for today's episode. I usually do a Fine Food Freedom win of the week at the beginning of every episode. But when it is the first Wednesday of the month, that means it is a client testimonial episode. So I got the honor of sitting with one of our clients today who is such a badass. So incredible. And I love these episodes because I can talk about intuitive eating all day long, but for you to hear it from them is so invaluable. So I'm not going to do a Fine Food Freedom win of the week because this entire episode is one. Now, this client of ours, Carrie, who I talked to today, she worked with Alex Spicer, one of our dietitians on the Fine Food Freedom team. Alex specializes in working with clients with PCOS, but she also works with clients on intuitive eating, body image, medical nutrition therapy, related to many different medical diseases and conditions, not just PCOS. But anybody on our team, or anybody that reaches out to our team that says, hey, I have PCOS, I really want to work with someone on your team, I always say, go to Alex. So if you listen to today's episode and you're like, whoa, 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 wait, what? I have one-on-one nutrition counseling fully covered by my insurance. Are you kidding me? Nope, I'm not. So you can go click the link in the show notes, get your insurance benefits checked with our team, and please, please, please go check them out because there is no bad outcome. Either A, you do have coverage and can work with our team for free, or B, if you don't have coverage, we have a monthly membership that we are going to gift you one free month, truly one free month of support that includes three group coaching calls with our lead dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor. So either way, you get free support. I never want finances to be the reason that anybody doesn't get the support that they want or need. So I am so excited for you to hear today's conversation. If you have ever been told by a doctor, hey, have you thought about losing 25 pounds? This episode is for you. I think a lot of people can relate to that medical weight stigma. And Carrie is just incredible. She tells it how it is. She shares her real, true story. So please, please, please enjoy today's episode with our incredible client, Carrie. All right, Carrie. So I would love to start with, how did you find Fine Food Freedom? And what made you reach out and say, you know what? I think I want to chat with them, or I think I want to get some support.
Well, I first saw you on TikTok. And I was pretty deep into intuitive eating. I remember in 2003, I found a book that was called Overcoming Overeating.
Okay.
And I read that book and started eating intuitively. And then another book came out that was called When Women Stop Hating Their Bodies.
Mm.
And so I went even deeper, you know, it went beyond food at that point. Mm-hmm. And so I was practicing intuitive eating. I was with, I don't know if I can say like what diet I was on.
You can say whatever you want. Okay.
So I was with No BS with Corinne Crabtree. For about 2 years. And towards the end, it started feeling like the emphasis was on weighing. Mm-hmm. And it was less on the intuitive eating. And so I started doing research on the internet. And that's where I found you. It kind of guided me to TikTok. I didn't even have TikTok till I met you. So then I had to download the app, and I just went crazy with it. I just felt right at home with you. I felt like we were girlfriends and had been girlfriends for a long time. And I pretty much followed No BS while I was with Food Freedom to try to navigate some of the feelings, you know, that were coming up for me. And then finally, I kind of ended it with No BS. It was too much. Weigh yourself every day. How much did you eat? Writing everything down. And it became a lot. Yeah. And so that's how I found you and now we're here. Yes. And now I'm here.
Now we're here. And thank you so much for sharing all that. And just for context, for anyone who is listening to our conversation, you've had 23 sessions with our team. You started back in January 26th of 2024, and we are now recording. I'm like, what day is it? It is June 27th of 2025. So it's been almost like a year and a half of support with Fine Food Freedom, which is incredible. And I just want to validate the experience that you had, whether it's the No BS program, or there are so, we could name hundreds and hundreds of programs similar, where they're really co-opting that intuitive eating language and making people believe that they're not on a diet. And then when we look at textbook definition of what a diet is, it's to shrink the body, and putting the emphasis on intentional weight loss, that's exactly what it is. So it is, in fact, BS. That's coming from me. Just saying. So we're so happy that you found us. So I would love to hear from you. Walking into your sessions with Alex, the Fine Food Freedom dietitian you worked with on our team, what did you... And I know it's hard to remember because it felt like a long time ago. But what did you expect support to look like with our team and working with a food freedom dietitian? And then what was it actually like? Like, did those match up your expectation of reality, or did it blow you away, the kind of support you got, or just wasn't what you thought?
I believe that I knew the level of support that I would get. And I was so excited. I remember sitting in my bed and I saw an email that you had sent out to everyone. And it had said, you know, you could do the one-on-one and your insurance will cover it. And I immediately signed up. And I think it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I was so excited to find out that I was able to participate and not have a copay, or, you know, it was kind of unlimited of the support that I could get. This was huge for me, especially, you know, recovering from eating disorders, and, you know, a lot of my life has been struggle around food. So to have this level of support offered to me and the insurance covered it was, I was stoked. And, I knew what the level would be of the support that I would have, but I never thought that it would be what it is. I rely on her so much. I've recently had some medical issues, and so she's helping me navigate, you know, the medical system. And it's been hard. It's been really tricky, and just having her as a sounding board, you know, just going to her and saying, okay, this is what I've been told, this is how I feel, and what do you think? Just having her in my corner. She's like my biggest cheerleader when it comes to, you know, dealing with the medical community. So I'm just so stoked that I have that support.
I love how you worded that and brought that up, because I think so many times people think when you're working with a dietitian, you're only talking about food, right? Or you're only talking about body image. But what you've just explained is really common when we work with clients, especially longer term, because life happens, right? Shit happens, stuff comes up. And to have that safe, non-judgmental, unbiased medical professional, like you said, in your corner and virtually in your pocket, really, when you think about how our support works, I really think it's invaluable. And it makes me so happy to hear that you had these insurance benefits, because I think most people have no idea that they have these benefits until we tell them, hey, come check, because you've had 23 sessions completely free, one-on-one personalized care. It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's life-changing. You know, especially when, you know, we put so much value on our medical community. And so when we're told that we have to follow a diet, that we have to lose 25 pounds, you want to believe them. Mm-hmm. You want to have that relationship with your medical community, with that team of people that are looking out for your health. And to have someone that's in your corner and, you know, going through, you know, the trials of, okay, I'll give you an example. I was told that I had to remove sugar from my diet. I removed sugar from my diet, and it was kind of like an experiment, because in my mind and soul, I had to be sure, because of the severity of the diagnosis, I had to be sure that I was doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And she was with me through it. She didn't judge me. She never told me, oh, you're crazy for doing that. You know, she was always in my corner, and she was always available to talk about, like, the feelings and the ups and downs of you know, restriction and having to go through that again after being away from it for so long. It was traumatic.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with us. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, something else you had mentioned, like, you've been told by a medical professional that, you know, you need to lose 25 pounds, or I think so many people can relate to those kind of very broad stroke, what's the right word? Directions that medical professionals will give, like, you need to lose weight, you need to cut this out, you need to do that. And having someone who can really navigate through that with you and say, like, okay, how does this make you feel? Why do we think they're saying this? What do they think this is going to help? And so much of the medical community is weight centric, right? We know this. Yes. Our PCPs, you know, our OTs, our PTs, and even dietitians. And I talk about this all the time, is that personally, not my entire team, but personally as a dietitian, I was trained in diet culture to restrict people, to cut, to make them smaller. And so to have a weight inclusive, weight neutral provider in your corner that's not going to jump to intentional weight loss as the end all be all fix all cure all and say, okay, what behaviors can we look at, right? From, like you said, no judgment, no shame, just being there for you. So that's incredible to hear that that's been your experience thus far with our team.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing you said it's been life changing, and something I usually ask at the end of the podcast, but now I'm like, okay, I have to ask it now, is how has your life changed working with our team? Because a lot of people walk in and think, okay, intuitive eating, food, period, right? Like, it's going to be about food. So how has your life changed since doing this work?
Well, working with Alex, not only did we talk about food and how I felt about my body, but just having her support in my back pocket, like you said, I feel like I belong. She's my people, and I don't have that. Like, in my close friends, family, whatnot, I don't have someone else that eats intuitively. I don't have anyone that has experience with eating disorders or some of the health scares that I've had. And so to have her, like, not only understand, but to feel it, to know what I go through when I go, I'm in a larger body. and to go into a doctor's office and be told, okay, well, you need to lose 25 pounds, and what to say instead of crying, how to advocate for myself, how to ask for additional help or an alternative, and just being able to say, I'm not restricting anymore. I'm not going to remove whole food items out of my diet, because the result is I'll eventually binge. Mm-hmm. I will eventually take a weekend. It's usually on a weekend, but I'll take a weekend and that's all I'll eat.
Yeah.
So, and even though I've been on this journey since 2003, I still have that. I still have that. I don't like to say like I fall back, because I think that all of this is a journey. Mm-hmm. And we learn, you know. And so, but to have someone that understands it and feels it and lives it is so different. It's just so different.
Yeah. Having a medical provider, what I'm hearing you say is having a medical provider. And that sounds so like authoritarian saying medical provider, because I know you feel so much comfort with Alex, right? Having a person who sits in the suck with you. That's what we do. We sit in the suck. We sit in the discomfort with you. And I think that is so, so, so helpful. And it's so evident how much of an impact it has had on your life. So much so that I want to do a little before and after with you. Now, okay. I hate before and after photos. As we know, that's like diet culture's gold standard, right? We'll see on social media, people will put up like before, after. And I'm like, well, unless you're dead, which I wouldn't wish on anyone, that's not an after photo. That is a during photo, because this is just a moment in your life. So the before and afters that we like to do here, I have your new client paperwork pulled up that you had completed on January 26th of 2024 at 10 a.m. Fun fact, you're like, that was so long ago. So we have, you know, pretty extensive paperwork, but the questions that I like to read aloud, and then I want you to just respond to this of like, does that still ring true for you today, or just like what's coming up for you as you hear this previous version of yourself, how you answered these questions. Okay. So we have two questions that we say, like, how would you describe your relationship with food? How would you describe your relationship with your body? And then we have you check pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. And then we have you describe why for those. So on here, for how would you describe your relationship with food, we checked unpleasant. And for why, we said years of dieting, fear of the air quotes naughty foods, restriction usually causes me to binge and eat those naughty foods.
Yep.
You're like, yep.
And that's just the way that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that will ever change. Mm. Even with the medical community saying, okay, well, you need to do this, you need to restrict, you need to, you know, working with Alex, it never dawned on me, instead of removing, is to add something.
Mm, I love that. Inclusion, not restriction.
Exactly. And that was my aha moment.
That's what
really changed everything for me. And it opened up, you know, my wanting to try different things, and not per se like restrict, like we'll say, you know, something sugary, like a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. Not saying that I can't have the cake, but to add something else, adding fiber, adding protein, adding other things that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I would have ended up, because I'm coming to the end of this journey with the medical community, but I don't know how I would have ended up without Alex.
Mm. That's so, so beautifully said. And I know she's going to be excited to hear those words come out of your mouth. So if you look at your relationship with food today, if you had to check pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, which one do you think you would check?
I would say pleasant, definitely.
It's incredible. And yeah. I'm curious to know, do you use the word naughty with food anymore? Or is that not in your vocabulary?
No, you know, it's funny that you brought that up because my girlfriend just said that when we were out to lunch. And she said, oh, these things are very naughty. And I didn't say anything, but in my mind, I thought, you know what? It's not naughty.
It's just food.
No, it's just food.
Mm. I love it. Full circle moment right here. I love it. All right. So then we have the exact same question. How would you describe your relationship with your body? You can check pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. We had checked unpleasant. And for why, you had wrote, when I look in the mirror, I see a body that I'm not used to seeing, and I feel that I should be in a smaller body. So what's coming up for you as you hear those words today?
Makes me sad. I went a long time. I'm going to cry. I went a long time in my life feeling that I was in the wrong body. And one thing with this medical scare and working with Alex, I love myself and I love my body. And I'm strong and I'm healthy. And I've given life to two beautiful sons. And I have a beautiful grandson that I have to be around for a long time. And it's really taught me to really appreciate myself and my body.
That was so beautifully said, Carrie. Thank you for sharing that. And I think that's where, when it comes to the intuitive eating work, so many people think it's just about food, right?
Yeah.
And then we really pull back and look at, it's so much more about like being compassionate towards ourselves, having respect for ourselves, offering ourselves the same kindness and respect that we give to other humans.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful tool, and it's so hard. You know, thank you for allowing your emotions to come up, because I can understand that grief of like, I wish I came to this work sooner.
Right.
You grieve time, memories, money, like things that we cannot get back that we poured into diet culture. But you are such a testament to, it is never, ever too late to choose a different path, right? And to walk in a different direction. And how, I have goosebumps, how beautiful that like you get to be such an incredible role model, not only for your sons, but for your grandson, to have that, to see this positive relationship with food and this amazing grandma who's just like such a badass. Like, how freaking cool is that?
Yeah, I'm only sad, like you said, that it took me this long. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of freedom since about 2003. I was very lucky that I stumbled upon that first book, and that kind of led me on the journey. But it's amazing how much more time I have.
Oh, I love this discussion with clients, because I had a client who said, she said, I'm so fucking sick of diet culture taking up all of my mental bandwidth. This was like one of our first sessions together. And it's so true, right? Because when we're obsessed with food, when we're obsessed with our body, we can't be present. We might physically be somewhere, but in our head, it's how many calories, how much do I weigh? What do I look like? Like, it's just never ending. So what do you get to do now with all this time? Are you pouring it into, what does life look like now? What have you taken that time to do?
Well, I've taken up a couple hobbies with art, with watercolor. You know, being able to exercise, like go and have a walk and not be on a treadmill and thinking, okay, well, how many calories? How long have I been on here? And wondering ingredients to special diet. You know, at one time I was on Atkins and, you know, just having to constantly make sure that I had eggs because at that time I was a single mom and I couldn't afford a lot of, so I ate a lot of eggs. But mm-hmm. I mean, just that. And then, and now it's so nice. I was just watching an old TikTok that you did, and you said about eating out mm-hmm. and that you love the portions because you could eat like for two or three times off the portion. And I find that I do that a lot, and I don't have to go to the store and buy certain things and bring stuff in my handbag when my girlfriends and I are going out to eat. I mean, it's just mind blowing how much storage in your brain is caught up with the whole diet mentality and trying to stick to a diet.
Absolutely, because I think when we really think about it, we have to eat multiple times a day. And we always reside in our bodies. So if we have an unpleasant relationship with food in our bodies, that's taken up a lot of time, right? Like we can't get away from that. And our relationship with our body is the longest relationship we will ever be in. And so it's important to address it. It's one of the hardest things to address. As you probably know, a lot of shit comes up, a lot of emotions come up, but it's one of the most rewarding. Like I've never really heard anyone do this work and say, I regret this. It's usually like you had said, like, I wish I came to this work sooner.
Yeah, I wish, you know, I say to Alex all the time, I would like to work on how to tell people without being insensitive mm-hmm. to, you know, what they're going through. I had no one. I just stumbled upon a book mm-hmm. one time, you know, I mean, it was meant to be, but, and then I found you on TikTok. I mean, I didn't even have TikTok. So I think it was Instagram actually was the first one was Instagram, but
gotcha.
But I got TikTok just for food freedom. I mean,
that makes me so happy. I hope you found some other things on TikTok that make you laugh. Because very creative people on TikTok.
Yeah,
I laugh and cry on that app all the time.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good. It's good. Well, it's just incredible to hear your journey. I thank you so much for sharing with us and for your vulnerability. And to just respond what you were saying, I think this is such a normal progression you're going through. Of now, it's like when you find this freedom, when you see how life-changing it's been, you just want to like shout it from the rooftops and tell everyone.
Right.
And we know that's not necessarily like it's not our responsibility, right, to change right. them, to convince them. But I think you're going to notice that by you just living your life freely, by you eating what you want to eat, what makes you feel pleasant, moving your body in a way that makes you feel pleasant, showing up comfortable and confident in who you are, though that plants seeds in the lives closest to you. Whether you realize it or not, you are showing them, like actively, just through showing up, and they will realize that. And they'll start to think, like what's going on there? And you'll start to notice whether people openly question you of, hey, what's going on? Or how... Because if you used to hang out with girlfriends and you were the one counting the calories, right? And you were saying naughty and now you're like, it's just food. You'll start to impact people's lives tremendously without even intentionally talking about it.
I hope so. I hope so.
You will. And of course, you're allowed to intentionally talk about it, of course. But I think it'll be cool to see how that continues to spread into the lives around you. So if you did have, let's say you had a friend or a loved one that came to you and said, all right, Carrie, I'm thinking about working with Find Food Freedom. What would you say to them and why?
Oh, I would be ecstatic. I think I would jump up and down. You know, my son is currently going to Columbia University. He's going to become a nurse practitioner, and he knows all about you and Find Food Freedom. And I hope that I make an impact on him because he will touch many lives mm-hmm. And maybe change the way that, you know, he thinks or has been taught, you know, to help people. It's just mind-blowing. You know, I have to go on record and say that, how mind-blowing some of the recommendations from medical professionals are so wrong. Mm-hmm. And that was an experiment. And that was my biggest thing that I wanted to talk to you about with Alex, is that she allowed me to do that experiment. Mm-hmm. And supported me and held my hand through the whole thing and let me go through that, the restriction and then the binge and then how I felt and then dealing with that and through the whole thing. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are dealing with, you know, blood sugar. Like, that's the big thing, is insulin resistance and diabetes. And just the other day, I had someone say, how can you eat cheesecake for lunch? And it just really needs to be, people need to know that there's alternatives, that there is food freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, really. So if somebody was to come to me and say, oh, you know, this is what I found, I would be ecstatic.
Well, that's great to hear. And hopefully there'll be someone someday that sends you a TikTok and be like, have you seen this chick? And you're like, oh yeah, I know her.
Well, that's how I feel. I feel like I know you because I watch you so often. So
you do. You know what we stand for. And I can't thank you enough, Carrie, for being here to share your story, because I can talk about food freedom all day, which I do on the internet, but hearing from people that have been through it, that are actively going through the journey, that are getting support from our team, it's invaluable for people to hear that and to see, to feel seen by your story, right? To feel connected to your story, because so many people can relate. And hopefully your story can give them the courage to reach out and get support. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, because without you, I would have never been connected with Alex as well. And so not only are you funny and entertaining, but I love your messages, and I always look forward to new information coming from you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.